Podcast Network at podcast.cfrc.ca. If you have any news updates to share with us, please reach out via email to news@cfrc.ca. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
That easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Way Back Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC.
Stu Phillips.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees. Could he be that famous bandit of days gone by? Can he be the fierce El Tigre, or did the real El Tigre die? The glasses within rosé, sweet and warm as red lips far away.
Well, good morning to each and every one of you listening in on the Way Back Country Jamboree. This here's your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 92nd birthday of Stu Phillips, the traveling balladeer. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world.
But I've been there alone before. I just walked all night. Angel
or initial.
On a tree, still there for all to see. That's all that's left for the blue Canadian Rockies.
Morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, coming to you for another Way Back Country Sunday here at the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being proudly aired and broadcast over CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada, which we have been brought to you from since 2016. That's 9 years now. As I welcome you all to another Sunday morning in January, I would like to share that this morning's program will be dedicated to the 92nd birthday of a true country music pioneer and Canadian born and raised, Stu Phillips, who will forever be remembered as the traveling balladeer of country music. With that, Stu was born in Montreal on this date, January 19th in 1933, having gained success with such classics as Blue Canadian Rockies, among others. But besides this, he was not just a one-hit wonder. Having enjoyed many years in Canadian and American country music, today he is still living down in Nashville area and enjoying his retirement. But as we welcome you all to the Way Back Country Jamboree this morning, I would like to open up today's program with a fitting song called Pioneers, and was recorded by the singing family of country music from the Ottawa Valley, the family Brown, the first family of country music in the Ottawa. Then we'll follow with a song called The Traveling Balladeer, which is a very fitting song for today's program dedicated to Stu. And of course, it's being sung by Stu himself. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in.
About a traveling man, Orville's voice brought him the man. Lucille sang of the sun's low. We'll throw that old strawberry road. Well, they rode the rails and they rode the range. They rode high on the winds of change. They carved their place and they made their fame, and the Hall of Honor bears their name.
Pioneers,
Joe's, some are gone, but their tradition still lives on. So when folks worry about country's roots and where the new generation's headed to, I play the singing ranger's song.
You know that one about moving on.
Who's driven many a mile to be with us tonight. Let's give him a big welcome, Stu Phillips.
I'm a traveling balladeer, I am, traveling till I find a friend I've known of all my life, whose love is pure and kind. I'm a traveling balladeer, traveling all along, searching for the road that leads to my old home. I'm a traveling balladeer, I am, the open country's mine, and just beyond the next green hill, a brand new day I'll find. I'm a traveling balladeer, upon the road of life, a road on which to prove myself, temptation's road of strife. I'm a traveling balladeer, traveling on my way, trusting that his guiding hand will lead me day by day. I'm a traveling, mine, and just beyond the next green hill, a brand new day I'll find.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show, and as we welcome you all back in to another Sunday morning, I would like to send out some special dedications. First of all, for Mama Dawn and Big Daddy Al, I would like to play a song by Walter Brennan, who did a beautiful version of Mama Sang a Song back in the 60s. So for Mama and Big Daddy Al, it's going to be Walter Brennan and that classic. Then we've got a song going out to one of my best friends, John in Guelph, who celebrated his birthday this past week. So in honor of John's birthday, which was the 16th, that was Thursday past, it'll be Stompin' Tom Connors and a song called The Mule Skinner Blues. Now, I would like to mention to John that if this happens to you, you keep it to yourself. Anyway, with that, it's going to be Stompin' Tom Connors, the King of Canadian Country Music, and The Mule Skinner's Blues. Then we'll follow with a special dedication for the 50th anniversary of a special couple from Carthage, New York, who entered my life last year, Jimmy and Debbie Rogers of Carthage. I'd like to congratulate them on their golden anniversary, which was the 11th. So in honor of them both, it's going to be Little Jimmy Dickens and a beautiful ballad titled We Could. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in the listening area. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I growed up, of the days, both good and bad. My overalls was hand-me-downs, and my shoes was full of holes. And I used to walk 4 miles to school every day, through the rain, and the sleet, and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need. But all he ever got was a badland farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet our home fire never flickered once. 'Cause when all these things went wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of What a Friend. And come morning, rock of ages would wake me gently once again. And then Daddy'd reach up, and he'd take the Bible down, and he'd read it loud and long. And all us felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess, then Bob, then Tommy, then Dan. Then Dad's hair was turning white, and I had to be Mama's little man. But it seemed that as Daddy's back growed weak, Mother's faith growed strong, and them were the greatest days of all, when Mama sang a song. I guess the house is still standing. I don't get back much no more. No voices left to fill them halls, and no steps to grace the floor. For you see, my mama sings in heaven now, around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe this world's a better place, because one time my mama sang a song.
Precious memories fill my soul.
Okay, it's time. It's time for me to give you what I caught myself. It's a very contagious disease. And if you wake up about 4 o'clock in the morning and you fall out of bed, you start stomping your foot to try to get up, you look around for an old black cowboy hat, you look in the mirror and your eyes are crossing on you, and you start laughing at yourself, you know you got a very familiar kind of a disease that I've had for some time. I caught it from a fellow that joined a mule train in the old days, and he found out he was allergic to something the mules had. He had an awful bad case of the Mule Skinner Blues that I'd like to pass on to you tonight. Good morning, Captain. sir. They need a mule skinner. He was a sick mule skinner, I'll tell you that. Fine old mule skinner from down in old Kentucky. I can make a mule listen. I won't accept your pay.
Each night to thank the Lord that all is right, we could, you and I.
Happy times. Hi there, this is Daniel O'Donnell from Ireland. Now keep listening to your host with the most, that's Johnny Woodlock, here on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Yes, friends, following those special dedications, we're back here on the Wayback Country Morning Show in Jamboree, and once again, it's that time in the week to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley. The valley we have always called our second home here at the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As we remember the pioneers of the valley, once again, I'd also like to say good morning to my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky. For them today, in Eganville, it'll be one of Uncle Ray's favorite legends of the valley, Mr. Bob King, and a classic version of An Old Log Cabin for Sale. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda Mae Garbutt in Armprior, who have a great program called Vic's Classic Country, which airs every Sunday night over CJHR, Valley Heritage Radio, out of Renfrew. For them today will be the late Irwin Prescott and a song that Vic helped me get a hold of called Still Write Your Name in the Sand, and is of course being sung by the late great Irwin Prescott. Then we'll wrap up this set this morning with a dear friend of mine, Tom Wilson, and all his Border Bluegrass Band. By Tom, it's going to be off an old LP record that I've got of his titled On My Way Back, which is a song I recently discovered, as mentioned, on one of Tom's old LP records, and it kind of hits home to me with that. I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners out in the valley, and just say good day to the valley listeners. Welcome in, friend.
Whilst strolling along in the country, reviewing the scenes new and old, I found an old-fashioned log cabin, so beautiful there to behold. A stranger was standing in silence, his eyes firmly fixed on the door. My heart ached and pitied to see him, for these were the words that it bore. And the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, and an old oaken bucket and well. Easy terms, just keep an old log on the fire, and a light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their boy whose last promise did fail. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more, there's an old log cabin for sale. A welcome I read on the floor mat, an old grated rug by the door. The hands of an angel had made, with many a prayer prayed before. In an old rocking chair on she waited, for one glimpse of him how she yearned. And now she was standing in silence, too late, yes, too late he'd return. And the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, an old oaken bucket and well. Easy terms, just keep an old log on the fire, and a light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their boy whose last promise did fail. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more, there's an old log cabin for sale.
It's been many years since we were childhood sweethearts, blissful days that I never will forgive. I know that I love you, little darling, though the years bring me only regret. If I talk, would you try to understand? It's no matter how they treat me, I love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand. Mm-hmm.
understand. It's no matter how they treat me, I'll love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand. And I know that it never beat for me, but I'll love you, my darling, how I'll love you, and I'll live in this old reverie. I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, would you try to understand? It's no matter how they treat me, I'll love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand.
Down in the hills of old Kentucky, in the evening when everything was still, I'd sit and listen to the foxhounds with my dad in those old Kentucky hills. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. To leave my home, mother and dad were called to heaven, and I'm left in this world all alone. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. Is the fondest spot in my memory. I long to go back to the old home, that light in the window to see. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. Shines on the road where I live.
I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Yes, friends, it's once again that time of the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the program this morning, and the Wayback Country Jamboree. Well, with this being a tribute to the 92nd birthday of none other than Stu Phillips, the traveling balladeer, it's once again time to welcome him to our program in a classic interview blast from the past and from the Woodlock Ranch Studios. It was an honor to visit with Stu Phillips several times over the years on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and this next interview will be from 2021 and will be the first part of three interviews from different years. With that mentioned, it is an honor to do this tribute to Mr. Phillips' 92nd birthday and feature this first interview from way back then. Following this, we will hear several different songs mixed in upon this first interview, including one of a more sensitive nature titled The Champlain and the St. Lawrence Line, which I do hope y'all enjoy, and I do not intend to offend anyone with the lyrics of this song, but it is an important song to the Stu Phillips story, as it's one of the first songs he ever recorded or wrote back in the 1950s. With that, here is my dear friend and the true traveling balladeer of country music, Mr. Stu Phillips.
John, it's nice to be with you this morning.
So let's go back to 1933. You were born in Montreal, Quebec. What are your earliest musical memories growing up?
Well, actually, I remember, you know, when I was a toddler, we had a big pram. It's kind of a big stroller type of thing, only it's a, you know, great big thing. My mother would take me for a walk, you know, and she would sing Gene Autry songs. She was a fan of Gene Autry.
Oh, yes.
And things like, and the first song I remember is You're the Only Star in My Blue Heaven.
Yes.
And she used to sing that to me. And so that's my earliest recollection of music.
Okay.
And then I got a guitar when I was very young. I still have it. They paid, I think, $8, which was a lot of money.
Yes.
Back in those days. And I learned to play that. I had that up and going probably within a couple of weeks. I sang little songs. My mother made me Western shirts and with embroidery on it and so on. And I'd sing wherever a dime dropped. I don't know. I just grew into it.
Okay, okay. And then in 1957, you had your first record release of Moon Over the Rockies. And what are your recollections of this first recording?
Well, I took it to all the radio stations, and I got, some play on it.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing in the music business is not when you're going to make it to the top, but when you're first starting, because you've got to go for recognition. And, you know, a young kid walking into a radio station, it was like a person walking into ABC when they're 20 years old. It's pretty hard to get them to listen. They listened to me at last and started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so thrilled, you know, I'd go home and I'd hear it on the radio. It's on the Bear Collection.
Yeah.
Sweetheart to me, tell her I'm lonely, lonely as I can be. Moon up on high, the dawn's drawing nigh, go swiftly and bring her to me. Serenading
it once before. Moon over the Rockies, somewhere she's lonely too.
Sound a lot different now, but you know, I remember in a radio station when we were recording those, and our studios were at the top in Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay.
Our studios were in the I think about the fourth, fifth floor, and on the floor down underneath of us there was a marble, old-fashioned marble-type bathroom, and that was my echo chamber. I used to run a wire from the top floor down one floor and put a mic in there. And you go through double feed, and I get echo that way.
Amazing, yes.
And then that's how I got the acoustics of my first recordings.
Okay.
Among them, but you know what? Most of those old recordings I did with myself and my guitar.
Yeah.
Some of them had a bass on it, and which I probably played.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I remember my first recording. They didn't put it on tape back in those days. They put it on acetate.
Acetate, yes.
Do you know what that...
Yeah.
And you didn't make a mistake.
Okay.
Because acetates were expensive. You had no way of stopping and starting over, you know.
One take
nowadays,
only.
When they make a...
Then by age 16, you headed west to and landed in Edmonton.
I came out with my father. My father was an architect, and he was working with the he worked with CPR and CNR, and he was doing some work on the ground on the McDonald Hotel in Edmonton, and he was working on concrete stress. They were building something or other, and I think it was a new section of the McDonald Hotel. At any rate, I came out with him, and when that job was over, I didn't want to go back. I fell in love with the West, with Alberta, and I spent I stayed in Alberta till 1965, and with the exception of one trek out to Vernon, British Columbia.
Okay, yeah.
And I just stayed out there. I worked on a big farm at first with a friend who became a lifetime friend. He just passed away last year. He was a little older than I was. He was 95 when he passed away, but we were good friends. We were fellow radio announcers, you know. He was Tommy Olsen, Swedish guy.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, and we both worked in Edmonton, and he became a good friend. And it was sad to see him go.
Exactly.
You know, it's a funny thing, the older you get, the lonelier you get, because I've seen a lot of my good friends go, you know.
I understand that, yes. It's
especially members of the Opry. Some of the old Opry members, you know, they just go one by one. Jim Ed Brown was a very, very good friend of mine.
Yes.
And he passed away a couple of years ago. My wife, Eldon, and I went to see him the night before he died. And the last thing I remember him saying is, well, and he knew he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, well... And I said, you know, I told him I hoped that God would take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that God would take care of him. And then the next day we learned he passed.
So you wrote a classic that Orville Prophet also recorded, and that is Champlain and the St. Lawrence Line. How did you come about this song?
There was a time in my life, you know, I liked Burl Ives singing when I was young. You know, interesting songs of American folklore. I went to look around Canada, and Canada's folklore was all mostly Irish and, you know, Scottish folk songs and things like that had come in with the Canadian, predominantly British settlement.
Yes.
And, but there wasn't anything really about Canada, and Canada was full of folklore. And so I began to write songs about it, really took an interest in it. Found out along the way that Champlain and St. Lawrence Line was Canada's first railway. And the more I read about it, it was a fascinating story.
Journal did announce they were looking for a clerk for the Champlain and St. Lawrence line was about to go to work. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. The day the first iron horse arrived, why they had a merry day. And the people came from miles around just to see the first railway. One man was all they needed then to run the little line. He was engineer, he was conductor too, and he kept her right on time. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. Now the Indians didn't understand why they'd never seen a train. They were afraid, I do declare, and they thought it should be slain. One day in ambush they did wait as the train approached St. John. 500 arrows struck her stack, but still she chugged along. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie. "'Tis magic," their great chief did cry, "we'd best leave it alone." And the Champlain and St. Lawrence line steamed on into St. John. The Champlain and St. Lawrence line was the first in this country. The rails were stretched for 15 miles from St. John to the Prairie.
Now, if I may ask about Canadian Rockies, how did you get that from Cindy Walker?
Well, first of all, I love the Rockies. I spent my honeymoon in Banff, and they just don't, Canada's such a beautiful place. A lot of Canadians don't realize that, but people come from all over the world, from Russia, from China, anywhere,
yeah,
to see the Rockies. It's beautiful, but hence the song. And also Gene Autry had recorded that song.
Yes, he sure did.
So I knew every one of Gene Autry's songs. In Nashville, I met Cindy.
Okay.
So I wrote, by the way, Fill the Glasses with Sparkling Wine with Cindy. We co-wrote that.
Okay, yes.
So I knew Cindy. Yeah, and she suggested I record it. And I did, and it turned out beautiful. So that's the way we got into that.
And in more recent years, actually in 1998, you became an official citizen of the United States.
I did. That was a hard transition for me. It was time. I have been in the United States since I came in March of 1965, and my family followed in June. When I moved, I didn't want to move into an apartment or a transient type of situation. So I came ahead so that when they came to Nashville, they'd know it was home. But it was hard for me to leave Canada.
I imagine.
I didn't really leave Canada. My heart is in Canada.
Okay.
And I'm a dual citizen now, so I'm still Canadian.
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they called me, now I'm lonesome and so blue.
for the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true. Oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for the girl I'd love to see. Oh, how I wish that I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me in the blue Canadian Rockies. Spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake. Across the sea they called me. Now I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so. And the one I love so true.
Is the grass any bluer on the other side? Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates were
closed? Miles and miles of golden sand, but now it's
water flowing while flowers grow back to the old.
Howdy y'all, this here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock, here at CFRC's Wayback Country Jamboree. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, and the Bakers Family, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Then after, it'll be $130 at the gate. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. So I hope to see y'all out there. And for more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting SouthGranvilleBluegrassFestival.ca. Y'all come out now, you hear?
Me, you were the one, but that was just a surprise. We had Lovey Mountain home.
The Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that visit with our dear friend and true legend of country music, Stu Phillips. As we welcome y'all back in following that first part of our first visit with Stu Phillips from 2021, it's time to turn back the years to the golden age of vinyl records and what I like to call the vinyl blast from vinyl past. As we remember the classic collection of vinyl records here at the ranch this morning, I like to turn back the years, but first of all, open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's remember the golden age of Canadian country music library of vinyl I have here today, with a classic by Stu Phillips. Of course, this being his 92nd birthday, it's once again time to dig out the classic LPs of Stu's. And off an old classic titled The Last Rendezvous, it'll be an all-time favorite song of mine that Stu recorded, titled The Note in Box Number 9, which is one of my all-time favorites of Stu's. With that, here he is once again, friends. We'll be back following this, send us into the second hour. Good morning, friends.
just came home from a trip where I sang in Minas to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And from the stage in the audience I be, and later I'll hold her so tight. I miss her so on the road, so I'll ask her to marry, and I'll take her along the next time. It feels so good to be back, but before the show goes on, I'll check the fan mail in box number 9. But in box number 9, there's a note in a tear-stained letter, and the note says goodbye. I'll never see her again. All that's left to call mine is the note in box number 9.
Now here's a fellow who's driven many a mile to be with us tonight. Let's give him a big welcome as he steps out, the star of this portion of the Grand Ole Opry, Stu Phillips.
Well, there's her empty seat. I guess there'll be no one out there to sing my love songs to anymore. She needs someone to love every day, so she found someone new who won't leave her to cry.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us into the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show here this morning. As we pay tribute to the gospel's favorites of the olden days of country music, I'd like to play a couple of favorites. Now, I discovered this week a singer named Benny Martin. I had never heard of his music before, but I can sure tell you I sure got hooked on his music. So with that, it's going to be Benny Martin, bluegrass legend, I guess, in many ways, and a song called I Can Hear the Hallelujahs in the Sky. Then we'll send us into the very top of the 9 o'clock hour with Stu Phillips once again, who's celebrating his 92nd birthday today, and from Stu it'll be an all-time classic favorite titled All His Children. With that, I would like to say good morning, and we'll talk to you on the other side of 9 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and welcome in.
I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. I can hear the angels singing everywhere. I can hear my mother pray as she did yesterday. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. Well, I know my time is over in this land. Death's angel is reaching for my hand. Through this valley I will trot as I hold the hand of God. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. Valley I would trot as I hold the hand of God. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. Now my friends, do not mourn when I am gone, because you'll follow me a little later on. With all tears and sorrows gone, we'll see God upon his throne. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. There's a mighty host of angels everywhere. They will flood my my soul will light as my day turns into night. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air. I can hear the angels singing everywhere. I can hear my mother pray as she did yesterday. I can hear the hallelujahs in the air.
When you're standing alone with the mountain and the sea, where the arms of the world open wide, where the truth is as plain as the falling rain, and as sure as the time and the tide. Children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family. On your side, with a sweet river breeze on your face, where you don't hear a sound as you look around, everything sort of falls into place. You know. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of man. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family.
Hi friends, this is Stu Phillips, and you're listening to Wayback Country Jamboree with your host, Johnny Woodlock, on CFRC Kingston, Ontario.
And the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour in the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree morning show. Here this morning, we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario, also being carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown.